Dominion Within by Reverend G. A. Kratzer. To my faithful wife, to whom, under God, I was indebted for healing through Christian Science treatment from apparently incurable disease, and through whom I received much of my education in Christian Science, this book is lovingly dedicated, the author. Texts for the book. Whom shall he teach knowledge, and whom shall he make to understand doctrine? Them that are weaned from the milk. For precept must be upon precept, precept upon precept, line upon line, line upon line. Isaiah 28, verses 9 and 10. Let the word have free course and be glorified. The people clamor to leave cradle and swaddling clothes. Truth cannot be stereotyped. It unfoldeth forever. Mary Baker Eddy in No and Yes, page 45. A few books which are based on this book, Science and Health, are useful. Mrs. Eddy in Science and Health, preface, page X. By loyalty in students, I mean this: allegiance to God, subordination of the human to the divine, steadfast justice, and strict adherence to divine truth and love. Mrs. Eddy in Retrospection and Introspection, page 50. Everyone should build on his own foundation, subject to the one builder and maker, God. Ibid, page 48. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. To him that overcometh will I give to eat of the tree of life, which is in the midst of the paradise of God. Revelation 2, verse 7. Mrs. Eddy's definition of authorized literature. The following is quoted from Article 8, Section 11 of the Church Manual of the First Church of Christ Scientist in Boston, Massachusetts. A member of this church shall neither buy, sell, nor circulate Christian Science literature, which is not correct in its statement of the divine principle and rules and the demonstration of Christian Science. Also, the spirit in which the writer has written his literature shall be definitely considered. His writing must show strict adherence to the golden rule, or his literature shall not be adjudged Christian Science. Written by Mrs. Eddy. Each person has a right to judge for himself as to whether any book, pamphlet, or article measures up to this test. Preface. In 1907, the author wrote an article for a distant patient and entitled it Dominion Within. This article was published in the Christian Science Sentinel of February 29, 1908. 2 days thereafter, the author received from Reverend Mary Baker Eddy an autograph letter, now in his possession, the first sentence of which is, "Your article, Dominion Within, is superb." And this article met with wide commendation from the field of Christian Science students and workers. It is reproduced as the first article of this book, it having been long out of print. Since the article appeared, the author has had 5 years of additional experience in the practice of Christian Science and in developing his understanding of God as manifest in the human consciousness, along lines similar to those touched upon in Dominion Within. And all of the articles in this book deal with the application of Christian Science to human needs. they are offered to the public in the hope that they may be found useful by those who are struggling to gain that practical knowledge of God which will enable them to gain the victory over sin, disease, and other forms of human ill. In this book, a very few lines of thought and practice are treated and illustrated in a large variety of ways. If there be a noticeable sameness in the points dwelt upon in the various articles, let it be remembered that the purpose of the book is not to furnish entertainment to the casual reader, but to help the earnest student of Christian Science work out the most serious life problems which confront him. Every article is true to the leading thought indicated by the title of the book, that dominion is within.